clearly Anaheim's big players, best players were their best game one. How much do you need your best to kind of answer that now and be your best game two?
Oh, our guys were pretty good. You know, we're talking about a 2-2 game with 7 minutes left to goal. I think Shifley's line traded an even strength goal. Little's line gave one up off of the heel of a D-man skate, so not a broken down. There wasn't a lot of offense generated by both teams. It'll be very close to the same.
So you don't see a need for them to step it up?
I didn't think they were behind a step in the game. I think that everybody needs to play as well as they possibly can. It's a cancel-out 5-on-5 game. Our special teams will have to be a little bit stronger.
Well,
is this the lowest chair in the building? Is that what they've got here? How about this? Is that good for the cameras? I'm going to sit. I'm actually on the floor, people. Very good. Straight back. My mother would be upset. All right.
Right in front of you, Paul.
Okay.
First, I
couldn't see you over the riser. Sorry.
I'm short enough that I probably need a couple phone books to sit on. First of all, about Matthew Perreault, do you have any idea yet whether he'd be available to you tomorrow?
Not today.
The physicality in game one, you guys are a physical team there as well. Can that level of physicality keep up, and is that something you guys want to continue doing as you come back in the series?
Yeah, I think it stays. I think it stays through the whole series. In part because both teams are built to do that. And that will be the cost of the series. It's going to be a physical series. The difference, I think, and what makes this exciting is that both teams skate well, too. You know, normally in a physical series, it's more of grinding styles, but both teams get up and down the ice. So those hits are finished at high speeds, and there were a lot of great hits in the game. And I think that stays.
Paul, you've talked all season about the bench and how the guys talk on the bench. At what point did you sense the bench realize that they were standing around looking a little bit, as Tyler Myers was referring to this afternoon, that he felt that you guys got caught looking around a little bit?
Yeah, that's why we don't let Tyler talk to the media. I didn't have that sense on the bench during the game. We get to the point where at about almost 5 minutes of PK time in the third period, you do more positional play when you're killing a penalty. There's more standing. I didn't find us watching the game a whole lot.
Paul, Pavlik is known as obviously a pretty athletic goaltender. Has kind of his emergence sort of, I guess, coincide with him maybe playing a little more in control? What do you think it's sort of been with him, with you guys down the stretch?
I think that you saw the athleticism, and let's go back the last 2 or 3 years out of need. Post-to-post seam plays, backdoor plays, and he has that ability to cover an awful lot of ice very quickly. He's very athletic. We have attempted this year quite successfully over the course of 82 games of not asking him to do that, not asking him to have to get across and windmill something wide open 4 times a night. And so he has the ability to be a very athletic, reflex-oriented goalie. When we put him in a position that he doesn't have to be, you also see that he's technically quite sound.
Paul, with Perry and Getzlaf sort of off and running early in the series here, what are the best adjustments that you guys can make to limit their impact going forward?
I'm
going to
have a list of all the adjustments that we will make in our game printed out and handed out tomorrow morning. They're great players, so you can't be surprised when they do generate some offense over the course of the game. And they will make those plays that they make. Best chance probably on a D-zone coverage roll back door in the second period to the game. The goal that Perry scores, we don't get it through the neutral zone. I think we can do a little better job on that one, but that's a pretty fine move that he drives to the net. Our D has lost his stick, so it's a bit of a problem. So there's going to be some offense generated by them. I was very, very comfortable with the volume of offense that we gave up in the game.
What's the biggest thing your young or your inexperienced guys will take from getting that one playoff game under their belt they can maybe take into game two?
All the things that came with it, I think. The intensity of each shift, there wasn't a drop in the game, there's no lull. The style of game didn't change a whole lot over the course of the game, so it didn't go from a grind to a track meet that you see sometimes, and that'll happen as well, but it, the consistency of the level of play will be the thing that they remember.
From the tape, that didn't necessarily was as pertinent in the heat of the moment right after the game last night?
No.
Paul, there's a lot of talk about Kessler and Perry, but last night, a lot of it was generated last night from Sammy Vatanen, and not a lot of talk about him today. 3 points on the score sheet, a comment on their defenseman.
He's really good. I love coming here and talking about how good those guys are. Moves the puck well, gets the puck to the net. You saw it on the first goal. They have a number of guys that can skate and move the puck well. There was one other down-the-wall chance at the net that came back out into the slot that he had generated on some speed and jumping into the holes. So he's a challenge to find on the way up the ice with his skill set. Lots of poise at the blue line. Probably should be a Norris Trophy candidate. Here he's an all-around great guy.
Also, the save.
Bruce, a good guy, too. I love those guys.
The save that Anderson made on Thorburn, is that maybe where things turned a little bit too?
I didn't find it turning because after that we get, we get Wheeler off the post on the back door. Then another really good save on Wheeler just before the penalty that we took. There wasn't, when you go to a 5-on-5 game, the chances for each team were under 15. You get into the power play, we had them, they had 4 shots on goal. We don't necessarily shot or no shot. There's still sometimes chances get to the net. They had quite a few more in a short period of time on their power play, but not in terms of being dynamic. It was pucks to the net. I didn't feel the game turned. We take the emotion out of the game. You do what I do, and Gary will be really happy to hear this. Watch the game without the volume, and it's a different game. It has nothing to do with what the guys are saying. It's the crowd noise. Anything that gets within 5 feet of your net, they're all over you. You get the same thing at the other end. It's dead silence. Don't let the volume of the game tell you how it was played. So there were lots. I really liked our start through 30 minutes. So the things that you worry about are your feet moving, especially. And we've talked about the newness of this team in the playoffs. Are your feet moving out of the passes close to the tape? So those are the things that you worry about. Are you standing and watching in a game? Are you executing? Do you feel good with the puck? And I liked it in the first half of the game, more in the second. So there was a lot of solid stuff for us to build on.
Paul, talk about your players.
Jets.
How good was Jacob Trouba, the 21-year-old, his first ever? Was that one of the better games you've seen him play?
I like when he gets it on his stick from the tops of the circles are blue, and it's a two-stride create a hole. He did that a number of times out of traffic. He gets to speed very, very quickly, and then I like it. It's not about taking chances. I love when he's got the puck and he's coming up the ice because you know that he feels he can make something happen. And at that age, you don't see a lot of young guys like that that have a physical element to their game as well. He hits hard. He's got a little snarl to him. Really happy with him. I thought he and Stewart were very effective in the game last night, both offensively and defensively. They played a physical game, and they were completely comfortable in that game. There was a couple of battles in front of the net with Stewart, and the sticks were going both ways, and that's home for him. He's smiling when it's over. So I like those two an awful lot.
Are you happy that the theme of the inexperience of a lot of guys, 9 first-timers last night, and the franchise hadn't been in the playoffs in all these years, now that that's passed, are you as the coach happy that now you're into it and we can stop talking about nobody's played a playoff game in years?
Sure. You know, I mean, it's a story, and it's a good story. So the result of the game wasn't hinged on experience. We came out right, and we came out for a young team with playoff experience playing very well. Was really happy with that, and now the series is on. And I have a less difficult time keeping the one loss in perspective than maybe other people will. It will be but you got to write stories. I understand that. Nobody wants to read, hey, it was a pretty good game. So, but played well. It's a tight game. We've got some things we can do better. I'm sure they'll say the same thing about their game. But you got your money's worth coming to watch that one. You want to see two teams go at it. I've watched not all of them, but pieces of every playoff series so far this year. It was a good physical hockey game, and it was fun to be a part of.
You talked about how your team bounced back from big losses down the stretch and how you're going to use that in the playoffs. So are you seeing what you want to see right now from this squad?
Yeah, we have a routine now to handle just about everything. I think some of those losses that we had in the last month, there was a higher cost to than we'll find from that last one. Just the sheer number of games we were playing and the pressure that was around that environment that those will be more difficult to put aside. There's 8 teams in the National Hockey League right now dealing with exactly what we're dealing with, game one loss. So this is all something everybody has to get through. We've got to figure out a way to get through. We've done it well in the past, and I expect we'll do it well again.
Obviously, you're fairly happy with the effort and the way your team played. So are you considering or forced to consider any lineup changes for game 2?
Well, that'll be on the list of adjustments at the bottom. The footnote will be any potential. I'm going to list 4 guys now and ruin their day. Yeah, I think I'm taking Bayak out of the lineup. Didn't like his attitude last night, but he might play. So we'll make adjustments as we see fit, but I liked an awful lot of what we saw.